From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. It's the second and last weekend for Almost Maine at Showtimers Community Theater in Roanoke this Thursday through Sunday. A series of vignettes dealing with relationships. Nathan Bradley is the director of Almost Maine. He says playwright John Cariani has suggested four men and four women for the cast. However,
there were so many that were super talented and super right for one specific role rather than carrying it through all of them, that I decided I don't need to restrict myself to this four and four. I can have as many people as I need to.
This Saturday, the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra presents symphonic favorites at the Berglin Performing Arts Theater, Sibelius, Brahms, and Prokofiev. Music director and conductor David Stewart Wiley.
Taking some time for yourself to go and experience live orchestra or theater or ballet or any of the arts, so vital now more than ever.
Check out all of the cultural options in Roanoke at the free Arts Pop event this Friday night and all day Saturday at the Taubman Museum of Art. Meet with around 30 local art groups at their booths, play games, there's face painting and free art venture activities for the kids, and some short live performance pieces. Cindy Peterson is executive director at the Taubman Museum.
The museums, it's the ballet, it's opera, symphony, universities with their art center and their museums coming together.
The call for artists to show and sell their work at the 67th Annual Sidewalk Art Show to benefit the Taubman Museum has a March 15th deadline to apply online. Gallery 360 at 310 First Street Southwest in Roanoke in the BB&T building has an opening reception from 5 to 8 p.m. this Friday during the monthly Art by Night event in downtown Roanoke. School of Beauty and Goodness, seven fine artists, including American realist Philip Geiger and some of his former students. Katie Wallace is the Gallery 360 president.
Phil Geiger is quite an accomplished painter. I mean, he's been reviewed in the New York Times, Art in America, Art News, and has exhibited at the Tiber DeNaghi Gallery in New York City, you know, work in prominent collections across the country.
1 week from this Wednesday, Waitress, the musical, opens at Mill Mountain Theater on the main stage for 3 weeks. Matt Shields is the new managing director at Mill Mountain Theater.
The whole show is kind of about learning to find confidence in yourself and learning to love who you are as a person. And we sort of see that through Jenna's whole experience, but also through Dawn and Becky's. They accept the goods and the bads about themselves. So I think the show is really written to appeal to women, but there's a message for everyone here.
Also next week, March 14th and 16th at Jefferson Center, Puccini's only comic opera, Gianni Schicchi, Humor, Deception, and a Touch of Romance, says Opera Roanoke General Director Brooke Tolley.
Very funny. It also contains, I think, the famous opera aria that everyone knows, which is O Mio Babbino Caro. Many people sing that on shows like America's Got Talent and The Voice.
At Parkway Brewing this Saturday, Sage Fest, a celebration of International Women's Day with an all-day lineup of female musicians. Marty Stewart at Jefferson Center this Thursday. Wild Ponies at the Spot on Kirk also this Thursday. A Kinfolk album release party at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Saturday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, my name is Lisa Spencer, and I'm the Executive Director of Local Colors. We are so grateful for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Cultural Calendar. We celebrate cultural heritages from around the globe with a variety of events, including the Local Colors Festival with the Parade of Nations. Go to localcolors.org for more information.